Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Ira Melman reporting an immense hurricane finds land in the Caribbean. It possibly heads toward the United States. Hurricane Irma, one of the most powerful Atlantic storms in a century, churned across the northern Caribbean islands Wednesday with a catastrophic mix of fierce winds, surf and rain, en route to a possible Florida landfall at the weekend. Irma is expected to become the second powerful storm to thrash the U.S. mainland in as many weeks after devastating Hurricane Harvey, but its precise trajectory remains uncertain. The U.S. National Hurricane Center in Miami reported the eye of Irma, a Category 5 storm packing winds of 185 miles per hour, 295 kilometers per hour, passed over the island of Barbuda east of Puerto Rico early on Wednesday, possibly hitting Florida on Saturday. U.S. President Donald Trump approved emergency declarations for Florida, Puerto Rico, and the U.S. Virgin Islands, mobilizing federal disaster and relief efforts, according to the White House. Authorities in the Florida Keys called for a mandatory evacuation of visitors to start at sunrise today, and public schools throughout South Florida were ordered closed, some as early as today. U.S. President Donald Trump's decision to end protections and benefits for children brought to the United States illegally faces a legal challenge from New York and other states. New York Attorney General Eric Schneiderman is expected to announce a multi-state lawsuit to protect beneficiaries of a Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program at a news conference later today. This is VOA News.